It's week number 9 of our Coach's Insight programs. We're grinding through the basketball season, getting close to it, and Nick Reband's going to join us here for a few minutes. Atchison Girls Coach, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Obviously, a couple games to talk about here, Coach, since we last spoke a week ago. Let's start with the game on Friday at Sumner Academy. Big-time win there, 57-44. So let's start there. A 13-point win. What'd you take away from the game against Sumner on Friday?
You know, that was probably the best offensive game we played all year as far as moving the basketball, trusting the offense, pushing the ball when we had the opportunities, catching and shooting, no hesitation. We looked really good offensively that game.
Yeah, and it was your fourth consecutive win, but the winning streak kind of came to a slight halt on the game on Tuesday night against Wyandotte. That was a closer game, a lower scoring game, 37-34. So Tuesday night, take us back there and just kind of the keys from that outcome on Tuesday night at Wyandotte.
Yeah, it was a complete opposite. It was probably one of the worst offensive performances we've had all year. Just couldn't hit a shot, couldn't get things going, turned the ball over a ton. They came out and pressured us. They're a really athletic team, and their pressure just got the best of us. I mean, there was a time we turned the ball over 6 straight times down the court, gave away 6 possessions, and when you lose by 3 points, those possessions matter.
Yeah, and you got, you know, a few weeks left here in the regular season. You got some good competition coming up here in the next couple of weeks. You know, at this point, every coach says you want to be playing your best basketball at this point. Every coach is going to say there's always room to improve somewhere. So for you and your team specifically, where do you need to see that room for improvement here in the final couple weeks?
It's shooting and turnovers. We got to take care of the basketball. We got to create more turnovers. But when we have a shot, we can't hesitate. We need to step up, be confident, and shoot it in. Free throw line, too. We're still struggling from the free throw line. So a lot of stuff on the offensive end to work on.
And you guys get back to it on Friday. You'll be at home against Harmon, a team that you saw early in the year. I think that was maybe the second or third game of the year back in December. It was a big win for you guys then. But, you know, obviously both teams probably a little different now, you know, 2+ months down the road from when you last saw each other. So this Harmon team for a second time, you get them at home on Friday. Just kind of the difference maybe you see from them now compared to back then. And what do you guys need to do to get a win on Friday?
Yeah, they're more structured. I think they're starting to figure their roles out down there. Big thing for us is we're going to come out and try to put pressure on, create turnovers. I want 20+ turnovers, and I want to get points off those turnovers to make it easier on us.
There it is. Atchison Girls Basketball Coach Nick Reband, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. 1-1 in the last two games since we last spoke a week ago. The win on Friday against Sumner, the 3-point loss on Tuesday against Wyandotte. Phoenix are back at home on Friday. Another league tilt, Metal Arc Conference play against KC Harmon. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, sounds great. Thank you.